Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves just so that you guys can too. And always remember to like and subscribe for more. Today, we're going to be having a more of a personal episode where we're just going to be talking about our own entrepreneurial journeys, right? Now, being an entrepreneur isn't for everybody. We completely understand that, but for five individuals that decided to take that journey, we're just going to share how we went about it and what we would have done differently if we were to go back or whatever. Just give some insights and advices to you guys. With that being said, yeah. I just kicked it right off the start. So I think we all started really relatively young.
Yeah.
Everyone here is practically 19 to 20 years old. And I started mine.
Just quickly, before you share your personal, let's just quickly down the line share what business we're in.
I'm a trader.
I'm in the coaching space, info product, knowledge worker space.
Car detailing, man.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Digital marketer slash web designer.
Car detailer, podcast, YouTube, guild, yeah. Whatever you want to name it, coaching.
Yeah.
Good. So we all started this, I know my journey dates back all the way to junior year high school, or maybe even closer to the end of sophomore. Which is 3 years ago, I think. I don't even fucking remember,
yeah,
to be honest. But that was just me half-assing it, right? I think most people, when they start, they kind of just half-ass it in a way, which is, of course, normal. You don't really know what you're doing.
It's
sure
the baby steps.
It's just baby steps. It's just you getting your foot out of the door saying, this is what I want to do. I'm going to figure out slowly how I want to do it, but I know it's not going to be perfect.
Why'd you start in the first place?
Having a mindset where you know that you want to be financially free, location free, and time free, not really wanting to hear shit from a boss, or not wanting to take someone else's orders and live by your own schedule wherever you want. That's just the type of shit that only an entrepreneurial lifestyle can kind of give you, is my belief, right? Just so that you're all your own boss. Now, of course, there's a really heavy misconception behind that just because you're an entrepreneur means that that's exactly what's going to happen. Well, the reality is that if you want to keep your business running, you're still going to have to sacrifice a lot of the time and a lot of that location freedom and put in a lot of financials into it, whatever, right? But the underlying idea is that you want to have your 7-figure business or 8-figure business.
Or 9-figure business.
Whatever it is, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to sacrifice for it a lot. But that's just what I believe is going to achieve those 3 freedoms, especially if you want to achieve it at a young age.
You know what's crazy too? When I was little, I always said, yeah, I want to be, I want to make all this money, make $100 million a year, some stuff like that. And it's when it actually comes to putting it into fruition, it's a totally different story. Because I kind of forgot about that whole idea about wanting to be a millionaire. Why? What did you want to do? How are you going to get there?
Yeah.
And I think my journey started when I first saw on TikTok these little not really easy money schemes, but it wasn't even like that. It was just people using online, using the online space to make money. It was during my junior year of high school. I would say 2020, 2021 was when I started seeing people my age on TikTok just making money.
That's when COVID was, right?
Yeah, either flipping stuff. They were doing affiliate marketing programs, or they were doing some stuff like that. I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. It's I don't really like the job I work. I don't want to keep working this. It's why not try it? I didn't really think about being a millionaire or anything like that. I just thought about, I just want to make money just so I don't have to work this job that I don't like.
Yeah.
That's, I think it was the biggest part, just not having to listen to someone else's orders. And I think 2020 is roughly the right depiction, and that's actually exactly what got it started for me. COVID transferring everybody to that online digital space, and me seeing people young as fuck, 18, 19, bringing in numbers like that, showed me that it's possible. And that's really all I needed to see. I didn't care for the rest of it. And yeah, I thought it would be a lot easier than it really was, because that's just how they market it or whatever. So
they only show the good side.
Exactly, right? But I feel like that's just kind of what ignited the spark. And just seeing that it's possible. That's probably the biggest part.
Yeah. Do you guys think it also comes from your childhood too? What kind of personality you had as a kid to not want to be like everybody else, or just really want to do something different?
Some freedom? For me, I know it stemmed from my childhood for sure, which is I always hated when I was told what to do in terms of chores with my mom. I got so moody. I got so angry. I was I didn't realize it in the moment. I was when I was a kid, I didn't even know what the fucking entrepreneur was, really.
Yeah, right.
But it was just I realized dude, my whole life, if I want to do things at my time, I want to do it, and I will complete it. just not at the other times that other people do. And that was like the first indication.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it really said, I wouldn't say it stems from your childhood, but you can definitely see similar habits or things that you do that make sense.
If you think about it, it is your personality too. Like being an entrepreneur, you have to have that personality type to be able to even handle those type of stuff. Because, I mean, an entrepreneurial journey, nothing is really guaranteed.
I don't think personality matters at all. I think it's more stress tolerance.
Because I don't think personality goes into it?
Because you can be an introvert or an extrovert, and you can be just as successful.
But that's not the only personality type.
Of course, but I'm using that as like a very two sides of the spectrum. Yeah.
But you need to have a personality.
Just tell me a personality type that you think can't be an entrepreneur.
I mean, it also depends what kind of business. Like an introvert would have a hard time being an entrepreneur. Because entrepreneur demands you to go out and make sales, you know.
You see, that's a misconception. An introvert doesn't mean you're bad at sales. Some of the best salesmen are introverts.
I mean, I'm just saying, as an extrovert, in my opinion, an extrovert would find it easier. I'm not saying an introvert can't be an entrepreneur. I'm just saying
Absolutely.
A personality type has a lot to do with what you can do. Like
but
an
just
extrovert,
because you're an introvert doesn't mean you can't be an entrepreneur.
No, I didn't say that.
I know, but then that's defending the point of you can be any personality and still be an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter your personality as much.
Okay, but what about when people sell cars or anything like that?
There's so many variations of business. If you have a person that towards one business, then use that as to your advantage.
You
can't say in generic. When you're saying the generic spectrum of who can be an entrepreneur, that means can be in any business. And you may not be good in one business, but you can be great in another business of your personality.
But then the personality type like ties into being an entrepreneur in general. I'm not saying what kind of entrepreneur, but an entrepreneur in general. The more personality type you have to be that independent person, like the type of person where you don't really like being told what to do or you can't be on your own and that kind of stuff, obviously it's going to help you more. Because eventually down the road, the person that doesn't have those personality types to keep them going, they might eventually quit. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, but
the person that doesn't have the quit in them,
you're saying there's definitely advantages, but to say that any personality type shouldn't be an entrepreneur, I think that's out of the question. Anybody can.
I don't know if I'd consider it personality.
I don't know.
Business is complicated. You have to be that type
of person
to make money, you know?
I just don't know. Is it a personality type if I were to say that someone that likes to be told what to do and takes orders better?
I don't think that's a person.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think that is either. So then I'm gonna disregard them.
What is it?
If you're someone that just naturally like you like being told what to do, you like security, knowing that you're safe.
Let me switch up what personality really means.
No, what is it? I mean, find a better word.
For what?
For that type of person, who would it be?
Just someone.
That's
like
a character trait, I think.
Yeah, that's a
exactly.
It's
isn't it the same personality?
Personality is the combination of
character
traits
make
and
personality.
Yeah,
exactly.
Traits.
Character traits make personality.
But that's one trait. You can have one bad trait, but still have multiple other good traits.
Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a misunderstanding here for sure. I'm not even saying that.
What was your original question? About personality?
You think back to your childhood or like how you were younger and stuff, do you think, you know, looking back at it just makes you really understand that you were made to be an entrepreneur? You had the personality type, the characteristics, the persona to be the entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I ask.
I think honestly, even when you're little, like what Josh said, it's like introvert, extrovert. I don't think it really matters, but as you evolve, it's like that need to be an entrepreneur is what grows, not really the personality.
Yeah, you might not have
any personality would need to be an entrepreneur. Like anyone can find that need to go out there and build a business or whatever, but I feel like it just comes with like your experiences. Like I think Jordan Peterson even says like most young boys are just disagreeable. Like they just like they hate being told what to do. I think it's over 60% of young boys.
Adults,
young boys are just so disagreeable. Like they just don't really want to care about what they don't really want to hear what other people have to say. And that goes like back to like history. Like men are really supposed to kind of take that risk and not be told what to do, but to do things in a way. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I'm saying, and there are a bunch of men that are more agreeable than disagreeable, and the statistics also show that the probability of them being an entrepreneur, it's just unlikely. It's not saying that they won't be there, it's unlikely. These are chances we're talking here. At least people, what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the idea is that you're highlighting.
Oh yeah, for sure. I thought you said, oh, if you're in this specific trait, that means from what your first statement was.
That's what I thought it was too. But
yeah, the way you came out, I was like, if you have the trait, you can't.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. The idea is that he's highlighting the fact that there are certain advantages that matter when it comes to being an entrepreneur.
You know what makes the best entrepreneur? The one that plays to his personality's advantages to the most.
And salesman.
And that's why we always say, know who you are first. Because if you are, my best example is I'm charismatic. If I don't use that in my conversations, if I don't use that when I'm trying to sell something, if I don't use that when I'm talking to a new person, I'm failing myself in a way, because that is what I'm best at. Like, that is me at my brightest. Everybody, if you're an introvert, that does not mean it's a bad thing at all. It just means you play a different type of game and you use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. Hold up, let's break it down what you actually need to be entrepreneur, because here's the thing, you need to be confident, obviously, right? When you go out and sell your business and you're telling somebody you have this business and convincing them to be part of your business or whatever, right? Like, you have to be confident, that's one. Second, you need to be what is that word called when you're able to, like, talk to people and stuff?
Introvert, social.
There's introvert and there's
extrovert.
Which one is?
You don't have to be an extrovert.
Okay, why don't you need to be then? How about you explain that?
Some of the best salesmen are introverts.
Like who? Can you name them?
I don't know them. I don't know them because I haven't been in a sales.
But you're saying you think they are, but how do you know? I've heard
many people say that.
Many experienced professionals say that.
Many business owners who say their best salespeople are introverts, not extroverts. I'm not counting from one person. I'm counting best salesmen play to their strengths the most.
Extrovert, introvert.
I'm just trying to break this down because I'm not saying I know, I'm just trying to learn, I guess you guys learn, right? So trying to break it down. You need confidence, you need to be social, right? You obviously need the skills to be able to run a business. I mean, you can't be shy, not talkative person to persuade someone to your business. Somebody's gonna beat you to it. You need to have a characteristic to be and fit into the group of whatever career you're in. Like, if you want to be an Olympic champion, you can't be someone that's like settling for less, because then somebody that's not settling for less, they're gonna win the Olympics. So, like, there are people that, like, you can tell they can't. They're not like this. Persons that could reach the Olympics because they settle for less. You can't settle for less in life, especially when you want to be running a business and making millions. Yeah. You really can be. So I think it really does come down to characteristics or whatever you want to call it.
Eventually, you have to mold yourself to that type of characteristics. Like, for example, I don't really like calling myself an introvert, but eventually I had to break out of that shell of just being under that title, because that pulled me back from making the steps towards becoming a leader, starting a movement, being out on the internet, making videos, putting my face out there.
Would you be able to do that if you were still how you were back then?
What?
Do you know the definition of introvert? Because I think you guys are a little confused. An introvert is not just someone that doesn't want to talk to people. An extrovert is a person who gains energy in a conversation, being around others. An introvert doesn't gain energy. Their way of gaining energy and trying to re-energize themselves is through alone time. So some people, like, they become energized when they're around others. Me and Sash, for example, for sure. You get more energized when you're reading a book, when you're doing... Introvert has nothing to do with being scared to talk to a person, rather what comes out of those conversations. Mm-hmm. That's what my professor always told me, and when I heard that, I was like, that's fucking spot on.
That is very true. People with one-person businesses, like Dan Coe, for example, or like, if you can specifically focus. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not selling. I absolutely believe that you should be more extroverted than you should be introverted, but by no means is it a necessity, and I know that's not what you guys are saying in the first place.
I think it's really just a preference. I don't think it really...
You're right, it is, because it's all subjective. It's just what Josh said.
Because there's so
you
many
need to go off of what you are best at, all right? Whatever your personality, but that's where your expertise is, that's what you go off of. So if I'm great with, I'm not necessarily social, but I'm a great designer. I'm the best engineer. The quality of my product or my skills speaks for itself. that works just as well. And who's to say it doesn't? When I was younger and Zuckerberg came out of Facebook, right? He could have been the worst fucking salesman, but because of how brilliant that project was, he didn't even have to, he wouldn't even necessarily have to sell it, which again, don't take this as a misconception because that's an anomaly.
Yeah.
You came up with a great idea. You are going to have to sell. Your entire life is selling. Me bringing up this point is selling, right? Again, being an extrovert helps, but it is all preference, without a doubt. It's possible to do it without it, but it's a lot better to have it than it is to not.
I think at one point in especially people's lives, especially at our age and a little bit younger, everyone says like, oh yeah, I'm going to start a business. Like they do it, but then it's like they get out of it. They half-ass it a little bit. But
Jenks, don't you think that has to do with what kind of person you are, though? There are people that just easily quit. You know what I mean? There are people that quit very easily after a loss, and there are people that don't quit. Mm-hmm. So if you're like a businessman, someone that wants to make, like you said, seven figures, dude, they need to fucking not quit at all costs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They want to reach, because dude, business is that type of thing where like you're gonna have a lot of fails and stuff. You're gonna have a lot of failures, at least in the beginning. You know what I mean? So you're gonna really need to push it. And if you don't have that trait where you push and you don't quit, you're definitely gonna do it. But if you're one of those people that quit and just go like, oh, let's see, I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna go do something else. And then you start something else, and then you're half-assing that too, and then you quit again, and you start like looking for more and more stuff. You're just not gonna find it because you gotta really go all in.
That's a great thing. And there's a beautiful analogy that I heard from Hermosa yesterday. Actually, I was listening to the podcast on my way to work. And you have to treat your business like it's a marriage.
Yeah, relationship.
Like that's a relationship. Great. Because if you're treating your business like like you're just dating them and you're seeing side chicks, you're exploring these other opportunities, and you know, oh, you have this friend who said, dude, if we collaborate on this, we make so much money, and you're considering it. No, your business has to be like a relationship. You're committed to only it, because there's no way you can build it to the point where I think everybody, and I can't speak for all entrepreneurs, but for most, it's achieving freedom through the three stations.
That's what business
and
is.
In order to do that, you can only do that through one business. I'm a full diehard believer. You can have as many businesses as you want and you can be successful, but to achieve that thing, which is ultimate freedom, you have to stick to one.
Why can
you divert your attention to four different other businesses when there's somebody else that's doing 100% I'm doing 100% on this, and you're spending 25% of your time. You're telling me I won't be you. You're telling me, of course, there's anomalies, of course. But you give me. I'm
but at the end of the day,
out.
There's no way he's beating you if you're putting 100% in.
Because you fail four times.
If I'm 10 times stupider, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. There's of course scenarios.
But the chances
of you winning.
Or lower.
Because to achieve true freedom, you have to be one of the best in the world, but you have to be. How much does your business have to generate for you to be out of it and still make income? Like, it's not.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't like the fact that you're saying that that's what it takes to have true freedom. This is the argument between a specialist versus the jack of all trades, right? So let me give you this example.
Mm-hmm.
You being the top of your field, you're making 100K a month. And that alone is seven figures right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some great shit. Me, you've perspected that, whatever, right? But me, being a jack of all trades, I'm great with systems. I'm really, really good with systems. But I'm not really good with focusing on one certain thing, just for example, right? So instead, I have four different things, each bringing me 25K a month, adding up to 100K a month. But the reason that I can be free during that is because I'm so good with systems that I can establish systems in place for me to not even have to be there, as long as I can hire employees, whatever, right? The only thing that's going to be left is stress of me constantly having to worry, can they get the job done or whatever.
Wait, we're talking about entrepreneurship now. So if you're in the best of the business, top 1%, you're not making 100,000 ever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never be making 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be making millions.
No, right. If you're the best in any field, you will be making a shit ton. But
especially
that's my idea.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm not denying that
it's better to be a specialist.
Of course you can have four
businesses.
But
I'm saying you can be, when it comes to freedom, that's not accurate at all.
Here.
You can be free and still have four businesses bringing 25K a month each.
Yeah.
That's the free. Just because I'm not there. If I put in great systems.
But for your best bet, I'm
you know,
I
don't
know.
For your
best bet.
For your best bet, you go with one and you dominate that field.
Yeah,
I agree.
Do you want to just say something?
I was going
to
ask.
Be married to your business.
you guys are throwing on the word like freedom. Like, when's what is the number that decides like freedom?
It's not a number. Yeah, it's never a number.
And what is it then?
It's your lifestyle.
When you're capable of outsourcing everything and you don't have to be part of the business anymore. Mm-hmm.
Whenever how much you spend becomes significantly shadowed by how much you earn, to the point where you don't even have to look at the cost, it doesn't matter. Yeah. I can live in Thailand making...
No, I don't say that, because then you can still have to be in the working at the business 24/7 and still accomplish that.
What if I'm...
But you're more free, though.
What if it's more remote, or...
So then
what? I don't understand.
You're still working at the business, even if you're spending as much.
What did you say?
So when he said freedom, are we talking about just financial freedom, or are we talking
all freedom?
Yeah, but so you have to still be working on the business. You don't have to, but I'm saying it's a possibility, even if you're spending it, and you're spending all that time.
But if you want to work in the business, that's not, like, you're going to have to work regardless.
Yeah, you're going to have to work. Okay, what's freedom for you?
What?
Maybe his freedom is different.
What's freedom for you? When you don't have to be part of the business. You can just sit back and you...
Like, not do anything, though?
Not do anything.
Because here's the thing, when you're a boss,
but that's still work right there.
Yeah, because when you're a boss...
Yeah, but I'm doing what the fuck I want. Passive
income is a completely different story.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, look... When you're in a business and you're like the owner of a building or whatever, your company, right? You still need to go to work and at least manage how your workers are doing and everything. That's still putting some work in.
You don't have to, but you can. That's
I think you have to. If you want your business to have a good
choose someone else to take your position.
Okay, but
you're still the owner of the company. As the owner of the company, you get equity no matter what. You can even sell your company and say, hey, I just want 10% of all profits for me since I created and established the business, and you're not working at all and you're making passive income.
But would you not want your business to be the best at all costs?
Yeah.
You would want to be there,
and to be the best, sometimes you take yourself out. That's the best thing to do for it. Because you're not the smartest guy in the room. The best entrepreneur is never the smartest person in the room.
Well,
that's 100% fact.
Okay, but this is
not an answer question that way.
How about this? You sell it to somebody, right? But you're still. So you're saying you don't do anything afterwards? Like, you sell it to somebody, you're not doing anything after?
You can do whatever you want.
But you don't have to?
No. You sold your business.
But you still have to, like, kind of take care of the business, though, right?
After you sold it.
Well, after you sold it.
It's gone. It's not your responsibility.
It's not my business.
And you're just getting 10% of it?
Yeah, whatever the equity.
Or they pay me $250 to buy it, it's gone.
Then you got to make a lot of money to sell and be like, yeah, I'll just make 10% of it. That means the company has to
do really
good,
right? Well, you
wouldn't
sell for as much in terms of the first payment. Instead of getting paid, let's say, $250 million. These are astronomical numbers, so don't use this as like an idea. But instead of selling it for $250 million, you sell it for $100 million, and you decide to take 10% equity for the future payments of the product. Every product that's bought, you get 10%, whatever you agree upon. Have you ever watched anything like Shark Tank?
Shark Tank? I just seen short clips, but I'm actually never watched the book. Okay. I think I should, because it's very interesting. I actually should watch it. Yeah.
The reason why I answered my question that way is because I lived in Thailand. I can bring in $10,000 a month, and to that, I'll be like a fucking millionaire, because everything there is dirt cheap, right? It's not about the number. It's just about like where you want to live. Now, if I wanted to move to fucking the U.S., that's a different story.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I want to spend my life in Thailand, I can bring in tiny amount of numbers, and that's still great for their economy. So that's why I answered the best thing.
Yeah, freedom overall, it's a complicated thing. It's really just
it's subjective.
What it is.
I feel like
it's
people take
want.
It like you, as long as you make like billions, then you're free. I don't think it depends on that, because I think what happens with business is a lot of the times you build business, like you put hard work in there. And then you literally don't need to put as much work. The money just comes in because of the hard work you put in the beginning. That's what people don't... Like, I feel like people just say, you know, once I make a billion, that's enough.
It's like a snowball. It's like,
stop.
Yeah, like once it's rolling.
And dude, literally, if you have a mindset like that you'll stop, the business probably will go down in a few years. And even though you're making billions in like in one freaking that year, you might go down again. So you just got to keep on working and the money will just come in. You don't need to... I make a billion, that's it, I'm out, I'm not gonna work as hard. I think you still have to put in work and the money just will come in, because the money's getting printed, but we gotta know that.
Yeah,
you gotta really think like that, you know? It's getting printed, dude. You just gotta work and the money just comes to you.
I love what you said earlier with if you have that idea or if you have that trait where you're okay with giving up just because of a couple failures, you're never gonna make it out in this journey. Because if you're not resilient with what you're doing and you're not willing to stick to it, then it's ultimately gonna fail, because failure is inevitable, whatever path you take. So once that obstacle comes, and just that, if that little
setback,
smudge is enough to get you out of that business, then it's going to happen. It continues.
Yeah, because you always have a solution. You know?
This model and that model, and then you're going to fail in that model too.
Because people just think a solution is just to get out of it, but it's not. There's multiple solutions. One of them is, to get out of it, you know, if you want to quit or whatever. But there's also a solution where you can keep on changing things for it to work. And it will definitely work if you put work and time and kind of find a way. Because I'm a believer of, I'm a strong believer of things working out if you put time and heart to it. You know what I mean? Like, if you put your heart and your time and you keep on grinding, right? You can definitely work it out no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like 100%, this is what I believe.
Yes, but make sure you're grinding towards the right.
Exactly. Yeah, that has to be.
If you're grinding on making a nice newspaper, the fuck are you doing?
Well, what do you mean by that?
Newspapers are getting extinct, so it matters where you're dividing your attention to towards.
So, like working on the right things.
Yes. The vehicle.
Yeah, of course.
And I wanna. I feel like we went away from the...
We did not talk about personal.
Yes, I want to go back to our businesses, which was supposed to be this episode.
Well, this is a good conversation.
Of course, but the question is going to be for everybody to answer. If you were to go back and restart your business, what's the one thing you would have changed from the start?
Am I first?
Okay, you can go. Go. We just go like this.
I'm first, right. It would have been me. I don't want to give such a generic answer, so I'm kind of just say that it was me being super, like, my focus was divided on different things. I wasn't committed, which is exactly what you're saying. When I first started, I started with dropshipping, right? But while I was dropshipping, why I believe that failed so fast was, while I was dropshipping, I was diverting attention to cryptocurrencies, day trading, high ticket closing, four things, completely different skill sets that you should. So meaning I was taking away 100% from one thing, putting 25 into each, right? And it just inevitably took me to where I am right now. Because I wasn't willing to stick to that one thing because I lacked clarity and having whatever I was going to put my all in. It ended up leading to the rest of the three getting just torn apart entirely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
So when I first decided to restart all the way from the beginning, because I tried... drop shipping like you did, I tried copywriting, I tried I tried like four different drop shipping stores, but they were all
really?
I made websites, but it just didn't turn out great. But then I did copywriting, and I did affiliate marketing for like 10 months, came out with like $100 in 10 months. That's like what? It's like
$10 a month.
$10 a month.
Dude, you're killing it.
But I was spending $50 a month for like the information and stuff and the courses. But after that, if I had to go all the way back, I would just tell myself to really just find my purpose first and find out the people who I want to help and really just make it a meaningful business, not something just to make money, not something to just fucking half-ass and cope and say that you're making money and say that you're starting a business, right? Because a lot of people do that. They start stuff and they...
And guess what? They do make a lot of money, but then it doesn't last long. You want the business to last long. Like, you can't just have it for 2 years and then it fails and then you have to restart again. Mm-hmm. That's just like waste of...
I did like a whole year of just like trying to find like a venture into like a business, and it took me a whole year to actually find what is right for me. And even then, when I even started my YouTube channel and this whole movement, it's like I was still trying to figure it out. And if I could go all the way back to myself, I'd be like, listen, if you look at business, it's really just all an exchange of value. What type of value can you give? And then what type of people do you want to help? Because money just comes along with that, right? I go towards purpose, and money just comes along with the purposeful business.
Exactly. Mine was literally the same thing what you guys just said. You know, I would definitely put more time into one business. And to be honest, I wasn't really thinking about a business like I am now. Like, I have more information than I did before. And I'll be honest, like, I was half-assing it. I was selling some stuff I was actually looking at some stuff from a Facebook Marketplace. I want to get them cheaper, and then I would sell it. I would resell it on Facebook Marketplace. That wouldn't make sense, because if I'm getting it for $10 there, and I would see, like, people weren't buying that, but I was. So what makes me, I don't know, I was just dumb, because why would I be selling it on Facebook Marketplace again if I knew it wasn't getting sold there? So why would they buy from me? I didn't have the right information on what's called buying stuff and then reselling it. You know what I mean? I should have done it on eBay or whatever. But still, like, I would definitely get more information about it if I was to go back, and I would definitely find purpose to, like what Mike said, you really need to know why you're doing that business, or even if it, or does it even match the business, like if it matches you or not, you know what I mean? Because you can't just be in a business and not love what you're doing. Because I'll be honest, I was just doing it for money. I was like, I just want to make money. That's why I'm doing it. But I didn't really enjoy the process.
When you say you would get information first, that doesn't neglect you taking action, like, as a must, right?
What
I'm trying to say is, because I thought the same thing, that I could just take action. I could just learn, take in.
No, I don't mean that. Like, obviously learn and take action too, but like, I was taking action. I didn't know anything at all.
Just, it's enough, yeah. And then you'll learn the rest as you go, right?
Yeah, like, also get the information while you go, obviously. I don't mean learn, because then it's like,
then no, you don't do anything with it.
But I was also doing that. I was reading a lot of the books, but I wasn't putting action. That's also something I would change too. Like, I was learning, I was reading a lot of books, I was understanding, and then I would just put the book down and just not take, like, zero action. I'll be like, I'll do it in 1 year, bro, and I'll still have this information. But that information gets lost if you don't put into work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
true.
Like, so true. When you read stuff and you get to get information from anybody, you should put in the work right away. So that way you learn and you see if it works or not.
Good. Love it. Yeah. I'm the complete opposite side of the spectrum. I'm a very big anomaly. And Sash, you know this forefront. I have been stuck to one business the whole time. I have never tried anything else in terms of business ventures.
Let's go,
Sash,
Josh.
Sash knows this. Literally, from the start, I've always... it's just once I picked digital marketing, I never looked back. And you see these other... business ventures, I'm sure it gets. There are some people that just want to go on and off. For me, I'm a guy who, for some reason, since my childhood, I've always just stuck to one thing. Like when I
play soccer.
No, soccer, stuck to it. Anything you put me into, I don't know why, I just hate
leaving it.
Something in
so are you slow to choose? Then
No, it's just very hard for me to leave, which actually can be a very big problem as well.
No, but that's a good thing, though. I think it's more of a good thing than a bad thing.
Yeah, it's more of a good thing, but it has its...
Do you think it's just because, like, you're comfortable in that one single thing, you don't have to worry about any other thing? It's like you were comfortable in soccer, that's why you were scared to leave it?
I think in certain scenarios, yeah.
That's what it can be dangerous.
Business
yeah.
ventures? No. I can't speak on my word, but I do know other times where I was just comfortable in a situation. That was why.
You wouldn't want to change because you're so comfortable and, like, you
I hate the idea of knowing that I pursued something and it's, like, letting it go. It's, like, I never...
It's like an attachment.
I hate regret. I don't know. I still have to find the answer internally. That's something.
I'm generally like that, too, but in this, like, business where I was just thought of money, not, like, the work. You know, I really didn't think to myself... What would I do? What am I going to do? Something that I'm going to enjoy and I'm also going to make money. I was just thinking about money. I feel like that's why I was just jumping onto businesses. You know, I was like, this doesn't work. Let me try this just to make money. You know, I didn't have the idea of just like something that matches with my personality and stuff. So I think that was a bit.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But that's good though. I feel like that's
it's a blessing. It's a blessing for sure. But in terms of what I would tell myself, it's something I still struggle with to this day, which is, trying to find more people in my space. Unfortunately, I don't know anyone that I actually in my area that's also in my space or does what I do. Sash, you have multiple day trader friends. You reach out to other YouTubers. You have like 3-4 competitors with you.
Yeah.
And those really do push you. And I wish, especially from the start, even right now, absolutely right now, it's like I wish I was more active. Whether Sash just told me I'm going to try to get myself, I haven't done it yet, but get myself more active in Facebook groups. I should be in Discord.
The same way Mike has reached out to people, to other YouTubers, why haven't you reached out to them?
That's one of my biggest cons, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
I hate communicating with others. Look, I'd like to be in your Discord. I just hate texting people. I have something so...
That's your biggest problem.
I know, it's a horrible issue, and I've got to work on it.
Do you like talking on the phone, rather?
I'd rather talk in person, but I just don't.
I focus so much
on the work itself, which is absolutely a blessing, but I don't take my time away to spend that. The work is not just a product. You have to also product knowledge. It's about sharing what you do to others, because you can have a great product, but if nobody knows about it, for fuck's sake, what can you do with it? So just my advice to myself or to the people starting is make sure you find people in your area. Learn from them, people love, like, the best people, the best always love giving advice. They love it. People love giving out advice. When people ask them, can you give me advice, like, that warms everyone's heart. So just ask them. Just ask them. Learn from them. Shout at them if you can for free. Absolutely worth it. If you can get paid while learning, even better. But just find people in your area. See what they're doing. Understand the market. And then fucking outwork them.
You know, something I realized with, like, all of us here is I think I told you this, Josh. Like, I feel like all of our, especially, like, our businesses and stuff, like, we're all just, like, constantly just, like, evolving, like, together almost. Like, we're all, we all do our own thing. So it's, like, I have to kind of almost keep up with, like, you guys. Not keep up, but I always just have that innate desire to just, I mean, want to keep getting better and better and, like, start build up that business, right? Because all you guys are doing your own things, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's, like, fun. Also, if you grab a buddy, like, in your area or something that you know and you guys want to both start a business, that's the best way. It's, like, almost like starting in the gym. It's, like, grab a buddy in the gym to get there to make it easier. When I first started Joshy, I made with, like, my friend.
I remember,
And we made some dropshipping stores, and it was more motivating for me and him to get on a call to talk about business. It was so fun and exciting. So if I have any recommendations, it would be to grab someone and just think about something together, right? And someone who actually isn't going to half-ass and who isn't going to, you know what I mean?
Just like the school project. Don't find someone.
It's not a school project, bro. This is like a lifelong thing. Like, find someone who's there for the ride.
Yeah. Then it's two people thinking about one project and making it bigger than,
like, do you think you and Georgie, like, you guys almost are more motivated to do it since you both are kind of there together?
Like, when you have two people and stuff, and you know, you both tell each other, oh, let's do this and that, and just come up with new ideas together, it's a whole different game. Plus somebody else is helping you do the job, so you know, it takes you less time or effort, same with the other person, and you get it done faster. So
it's the same thing with the podcast too. It's like all five of us are here as well, and it's like I can't miss a Sunday. I can't miss a Bros Think Big podcast. It's like something like serious.
Could possibly be more important.
I can't take a day off on here unless it's like something like, okay, maybe our schedules don't align, whatever. But if it's like I literally can't, like, be like, hey guys, I don't feel like coming to the podcast, they'd be like, yeah, right. You guys would be like,
we're gonna drag you from your house.
When you said you were sick, remember, you still showed up.
Yeah,
give a shit.
it's more motivating when you're doing it with your friends.
I was gonna say, this podcast itself is literally the living embodiment of that, because we may not have the results a lot of people would say so, but we're still pushing at it. Imagine if this is like we were all doing this.
You know how many people would quit when we started?
That's exactly it. Imagine how many people would have already quit if they did it by themselves.
1 month.
We already did this like a year and a half. And a half of this shit. We don't have the results nowhere near what we wanted.
We have a lot of content.
But we're still pushing.
We have so much content out there.
And that's not stopping us. We expect this, and it's what pushes us to keep going. But like so many people would have already quit it by now.
You know why? Because a lot of people look at the numbers and you know, they go like, do you have a lot of subscribers? Why don't you just stop, you know? Like, it's not about that. It's really not. You just gotta...
This YouTube, shit is fun. It's
YouTube,
not about
business,
this
those
is
are
fun.
The two
I love
things.
Having this conversation
yeah,
every Sunday.
Exactly.
Like,
YouTube, I mean, even business, like, it takes time. It's not something you get right away. Yes, there are some people that might get the subscribers faster, but it's not about that, you know? You don't have to compare yourself with others. That's what it is.
Comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah.
So the way you never even mentioned. I'm sorry.
Well, how about this? I'm gonna start with.
Why don't we just skip Sadoa?
Literally, just my best advice to somebody. It's really just find something that you feel in your heart that is right, and you really, your heart really goes out to it. You know what I mean? That way, no matter what happens in your business or throughout that journey, it's not gonna affect you as much because you know why you're doing it in the first place. So I personally am kind of slow to choose, but if I do choose that specific thing, I will most likely stick with it. So, however, what I would change in my business would be just really go around my neighborhood and just knock on more doors and just really even offer my service for free. That way I would get more experience because the mistakes that I made throughout this business that I learned, even the smallest details, I could have learned that faster by just even doing it for free, because you're pretty much learning something that will take you months when you can just do it in a day when you do that work for free. That's just, it's like you might be doing it for free for a month, let's say, like to all these people, but then they will tell other people, like, this guy did a great job and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's no way somebody's not going to give you any money when you do such a good job on their car, even though you ask them to do it for free. It's almost like a selling point you're doing with them, like, let me do it for free. But then they're not going to let you go without money, in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm they would just at least give you
$20. They would.
Yeah, but it's not even about that. It's about you picking up the skill, you getting your free. And it's like, it's an irresistible offer, too. When it comes to business, having a compelling offer is infinitely more powerful than having to get into, like, some sort of convincing argument with the other person when it comes to selling, right? So if I come in and I say, hey, let me do this for free, we'll sign this waiver, so if I fuck up your car, you can sue my ass, whatever, right? Who the fuck's gonna say no to that? Free detail, if they fuck it up, I sue their ass.
Right? Like, or you give them, like, $100 or something.
Well, yeah. I'd probably be a lot more than that. But you get the idea, right?
But how much can you fuck up a car? That's the thing.
Or even with, like, whatever, right? Like, if I run an Instagram page, and I'm a content, like, manager, I get them 100 views instead of a million. Oh, fucking big deal. Like, it just doesn't fucking matter, right? Like, just having that compelling offer, that's a great idea.
You guys know Tom Brady, right? The quarterback?
Who's that?
Oh. Wait, who's that guy?
Yeah. legend, man. And he was saying how, like, what separates successful people from, like, people that are not successful is that something that you're willing to do that someone else isn't. So, In a lot of the businesses, people are not willing to do work for free, but you are. Probably that's something that's going to separate you from those people. And that's why you might be successful. You're doing something other people aren't willing to do.
And you know what that is, usually?
The work you're avoiding.
Boring work.
What?
No. The boring work is usually what separates businesses from others. The work in your avoiding. Yeah, but everyone wants to think about the new exciting thing. What can I add to my product? What can I... But rather than... building a foundation, and the foundation requires a lot of the very generic work that's just people don't want to do.
Yeah, it's not always about changing, you know?
Well, absolutely not.
It's not always about
changing. One of my best advices, especially now that we're on this topic, is like when I started, I am very blessed, and it's an amazing thing that every single client of mine has been only referrals. I have not marketed myself once. My website has just been released a couple days ago. Now I'm officially going to start marketing myself, but kaizenwebmarketing.com, check it out. Anyways,
shameless plug.
Yeah, I have to plug it, of course. We're talking about business. But going off the point is the only reason that was possible is I built a great product in itself. Now, I'm not going to say great.
Service.
Anything. But here's the thing. It's a service, but it's realistic. Every service and it's essentially
it is product. Technically a digital product, right?
I think of it
as a website itself is a digital product.
Yes. Even a service, if you're doing, think of it, if you're lawn mowing somebody's lawn. Oh, fuck. Mowing someone's lawn. I still think of it as a product because it's how you do, in a way. It's a service. Yeah. But it's like, you in the end of the day, you have to treat it like a product, which is the greater the product, the greater you do in the service, the better.
Why can't it just be the greater the service, the greater it will.
But everyone's selling the same service. It's how good the service is, which is essentially a product.
Oh, yeah. That's
I really think you hit it spot on when you said it's like, it's really just tedious. And when I first started entrepreneurship, I was like, yeah, I want to start my own business. It sounded sexy. It sounded really cool. It sounded exciting. But then I realized, like, wow, I need to really put reps in every single fucking day. I need to show up every day for months and months and months and months
and
with
no results.
And you don't
see the results sometimes.
Yeah, months and months and months with no results at all. And it's like, wow, that's like where... people just get knocked off of the path. They don't want to go any longer because they don't see results. And I'm willing to go. I haven't quit yet. And I mean, I'm getting to a place where things are really looking good. You know, like that, there's like a chart where it's like, okay, where you go.
You're thinking of the exponential.
It's like, no, it's like when you start your improvement, like you think it's really good, but then you end up in this valley of just like despair. The pit of despair where people just end up in. And you have to really ride that shit out because it's tedious, it's lonely, it can get really, at least for me I had to wake up every day, no one's doing it for me. If I wasn't here doing this myself, I would be a loser for the rest of my life. I'd have to work a job, I'd have to go to college, I'd have to do something else, right? It's either I'm the only one who has control over this and me making money from that one. And it's like me knowing that, it's like, some people will get scared of that. It's like, wow, it's like... I'm the only one doing this. Like, I have all the control.
It feels so overwhelming for them.
It feels overwhelming, but it's just like, you gotta thrive in that. You gotta reframe it in a flourishing type of way. It's like, you have the control, therefore, you can do this, right? Just trust in yourself.
And those are the times that really make you the strongest, to be honest, because when you get through those phases of
you know, when you want to give up but you don't, and then you see some kind of result, that just tells you that no matter what happens, you will strive. Like, I had this thing where me and Ruslan would go around knocking on doors and stuff, and literally, dude, 50 people would say no to us, and then there would be that one person that said yes. It just gave me an understanding that no matter who says no, there is that one person out there, whoever it is. I just need to go and find them. And that, and all it takes is literally don't miss a house, no matter what. Just knock on it, even if there's no car on the driveway, knock on the door, because you can at least leave your card in there, and then maybe they come back home, and you never know who that person is offering you something that will grow your business. So I think the mindset shift really makes a big difference.
And bro, that was hard. When they were going, knocking on some doors, and they were saying, you know, they wouldn't even get anyone to say yes about their service and stuff, I would be like, but how could it be? I mean, I wouldn't tell them, yo, this is easy, or I was just thinking to myself, how hard can it be, right? One time I followed them, that shit was stressing, bro. I mean, summertime when it's hot and you're just walking around, you're knocking on some doors, and dude, they were saying how people were being rude, and dude, I came across those
rude?
People too.
Really?
They people were, called police called on us. The police literally pulled up on us saying, you guys can't be doing this.
What? They looked at us like
those stuff are scary.
Is that
dude.
A restriction in certain neighborhoods?
You no, can't. Well, you got to have a soliciting license apparently. But then,
did you keep doing it?
What?
Did
oh yeah, of course.
Fucking goats, I love it.
Yeah. Dude, but it was. I'll be honest, it was so stressful. I was kind of scared that, you know, something bad would happen. But then 10 minutes later, we just went to another neighborhood and we're like, I mean, what's the worst case scenario? They called the police. We're out of there. I mean, that's just what it is. And to be honest, some people don't really call the police. There's just some of those Karens that
say they will do it, but they don't.
There's
well, no.
That's fine.
No, I'm telling you, like, there are people that almost, I don't know. I
they just give you nasty, it's an energy thing, where they give you nasty looks.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of my porch. Or
dude,
whatever.
It's almost like people dislike seeing somebody trying to do something different and trying to do something good for their life.
Reminds
they
them
are resentful
of what
people
they could
like
have
that.
Been, bro.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
and then,
bro,
and then next, you know, there are people that will open the door in that same neighborhood that the other person told you can't solicit in this specific neighborhood and be like, good job for doing this. You know, I hope the best for you and all that kind of stuff. And then there's the next neighborhood that says, I'm going to call the police on you. This makes no sense.
Did you give the cop a business card? Be like, hey, your car needs a detail?
Yeah, that
no, but I should have.
Next time. next time. Be like, oh, by the way, you look like you need a detail, man.
Yeah.
That's a great way to fucking sell
exactly.
yourself.
And bro,
you probably would have started dying, bro. You would have been, you know what, go do a couple more houses.
I'll come with you, no problem.
No, but he was so cool, though. He was so cool about it. And then next thing you know, I looked up the prices for a soliciting license. It was like $130 a month.
Really?
I'm not paying that.
When
I
can do it for free. Like, technically, you can
dude.
Do it for free. They tell you need it, but dude, I can go into neighborhoods and I can knock on some doors. One guy will tell me that, I'll go leave. There's a bunch of neighborhoods. You know, I'm not going to pay $130 for that. It's like a trap.
Depends. Are you guys fast?
What?
Are you guys fast?
Oh, yeah, I'm very fast.
You can run.
I go 100 miles an hour, Yuri.
With my little car?
We go 100 miles an hour every door. Just.
But yo, you know what's crazy? Ruslan actually pulled off a very good trick. Next time, the lady told us, oh, you guys need a soliciting license. He goes, we have one. And then she actually just didn't say anything. So that's really a good strategy. Nobody's really.
Do they even know what one looks like, bro? You can literally just pull up your own ID and be like,
yeah.
It's a paper that says, I have soliciting license.
Exactly. No, that's actually great. It is.
You have Georgie over there. One of you guys is back in the car, hold it up like this. It's like a blank piece of
dude,
paper.
You really
there.
Could.
Yeah, what you can do is like look up soliciting license.
Copy?
ID card.
Wait, why are we incriminating
you
ourselves on the camera?
No, this is
because we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, like you print it out and then just put it over like another piece of paper, and like if they show you, be like, yeah, here it is. We don't really show them. I don't give it.
Because, bro,
them,
if you actually think about it, that's
this
like
is not financial advice.
They're fraud.
But like
fraud,
though.
You
not
have,
for all
you
business,
this,
dude.
This
is a fucking free country, bro. Fuck
like,
off. Like,
dude,
that's
no,
crazy.
Well, I think the same way. I don't give a fuck, too.
America.
If you think
America.
America.
Bro, in life, there are rules that are meant to be broken. Like, you literally have to break those rules if you want to achieve something. There's no way a businessman has done everything, like following the rule by rule, like, to reach where they are. They were breaking some rules. There's also some rules you can
stretching.
Break. Well, yeah, whatever.
Oh,
stretching, not stretching.
Well,
no.
It was a great point because I did see something. It was a great analogy. There's like 90% of people speed every day. So essentially, even if you're not a business owner, you are stretching the rules. Only 5% get caught. Yeah. So everybody is stretching the rules.
Yeah, tell me
it's just wrong because the other humans think it's wrong.
Exactly. They, people will tell you, yo, bro, come on, like, don't do this. It's too much of a risk. But, I mean, life is a risk. I mean, like, for you to go
I
out
could
and
die.
Like,
that's actually
that
your mentality, then you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah,
I'm
because
all for it. Like, fucking do it. Like, bro,
like, bro, I don't give a fuck.
I mean,
I'll literally...
As long as you're not a dickhead or whatever, like, people really, like, it may sound scary or whatever.
And nobody's going to put you in jail for that. They're just going to tell you, don't do it.
Dude,
and you can just not do it again. But, dude, you got to try it. At least try.
Exactly. Dude, just be respectful. Don't be a fucking asshole. Or
I think that's what business. I think in business, when you're also in business, something that we also missed out. I mean, we technically said it, but like not like exactly. I mean, you need to have risk when you do business. You need to be a very risky type of person.
Yeah.
Like you need to have that type of like mentality to risk things. You know what I mean? Like even what we were saying, printing out the papers and showing it to people. Some people might know that, and they're like, yo. You know, like, you can't be doing this.
People
going
buy
to get
fake IDs for alcohol all the time. People our age, they buy fake IDs everywhere. Why can't I buy a fucking fake soliciting ID?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Exactly. And you're doing something good, right? And they're doing something bad.
Yeah. It's actually crazy, bro.
I bet the cops don't even care about, oh, you have a fake ID. Go have fun.
Dude, cops won't give a fuck.
The reason why cops
really won't give a fuck.
The reason why cops came up to us and everything is like, they just did their job as if, like, just come up to you and tell you, don't do it. But they don't, like, sometimes they don't even want to come up to you and be like, don't do this, you know what I mean? They're just doing it because they're doing their job, you know? They have to do this. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're actually telling you, like, stop doing it, you know what I mean? A cop could come up to you and tell you, yo, bro, just don't go in this neighborhood. Because we had a cop, bro. That cop was like, gee, bro, we were racing our friend, right? And he pulled us over. He didn't give us any ticket, nothing. He didn't even ask for a driver's license. I mean, we were like young kids driving a car. He didn't even ask for a license, nothing. And he was like, if you guys want to race, just go on 95, dude. Like, which cop will tell you that? If you guys want to race.
Are you on Roosevelt?
No.
Cops are buses
road.
Like that.
Yeah,
bro.
Street road, yeah.
Dude,
he was like, guys, I'm working here. Please don't do this. I don't want to give you guys a ticket. Dude, he was a G. He told us, go race on the 95. No cop will tell
you.
That
wasn't a good advice, but.
but like, what I'm going
people
here.
People start racing with you, bro.
Yeah, but what I'm going here with is like, cop could come up to you and tell you, yo, don't do it in this neighborhood, but go somewhere else. Like, they will encourage you because they understand you're like working hard and stuff. You think they follow rules? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, it's just a fact, you know, like, some rules are meant to be broken. Yeah, like,
I
see a stop sign, there's no cars around it, it's 3 a.m., bro.
I
like, I'll fucking go, bro. Give a fuck.
No, yo, it's actually one of the biggest
fines.
Fines,
but,
yeah, on,
dude,
on
I'm not.
Side.
If there's
so,
no,
love,
if I look around and I see there's no police,
I love it.
And there's nobody, I'll just fucking go. I don't give a fuck. You
dude,
know?
You don't get a ticket for that. I got a $200 fine for rolling a stop sign
in the
neighborhood.
Guys. Entrepreneurship,
please. this is the way.
That's
the mindset.
Being
right?
An entrepreneur,
guys,
yeah, stretch
the rules.
But
if we're on a
serious, I'm rolling that stuff.
On a
serious,
yeah,
I'm fuck, dude.
We're talking about getting pulled off.
Okay.
Guys.
Yeah, actually, one more important advice. Now that we're talking about risk and everything, I think if you're young and you're watching this video and you have a thought in the back of your mind, should I start this or not? Just do it. You're young. You have a lot. You barely have anything to lose, really. If anything, you have a lot more to gain. And that's the mindset that everybody here has, and everybody should keep in mind that we have really nothing to lose. If anything, we have a lot to gain. So when you put that on a scale, you should just rip it.
Yeah,
that's just.
I like to phrase it instead of you, like, you will lose. But what the thing is, when you're younger, you don't have a lot of responsibilities. You're not paying.
You don't have
a lot
to lose.
Whatever
I'm trying to say, you really don't, dude.
You have a lot of time to lose. But because you're young, you can lose that time. That's the most important part.
It's like you can afford to lose that
exactly,
time. Yeah, that's
exactly
what I'm getting
you
at.
Will lose a lot of time. Whether it pays out financially in the long term, that's fine. But you are young, meaning you can lose that time.
Yeah,
because
you
probably sit at home after you come home from school and play fucking video games or Fortnite, whatever. Right? You
well,
can,
I wish
I
didn't do that, bro. I'm so fucked. Like, I'm
that's
getting pissed at myself every
time.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still a regret you're going to have.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Dude, COVID was the best time for you to start a business, at least learn. Because, dude, when I, like, I wasn't going
was
to
rapping.
School, you know, it was online.
Was my business,
dude, yeah, you were rapping.
I was
playing
business.
The soundtrack.
No,
dude, instead of sitting home playing all day with my friends, because I didn't have school, like, we didn't have school, and if he was online, I didn't give a fuck. I just turned on my, what's it called, camera, and I had this app downloaded, and I would glitch my screen, like, that I was, like, my internet lagged out or whatever. And the teachers were like, it's fine, you know, and I'll just turn the camera off and I'll play video games. But instead of playing video games, I could have at least watched videos on learning stuff about business and then putting it to work. You know,
yeah.
Those are the things that young people should actually, like, dude, man.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I did that younger.
You're
bro.
Making me think about how funny me. COVID was, bro. The no, shit was. I did was actually hilarious. Like,
dude, I would lay down in my bed, turn on the computer, and sleep.
I would have, like, history class at, like, 9. I'd wake up at 8:55, turn on the computer right on my bed. I would pull up the Fortnite with the TV right here, get on FaceTime with my boy. I'm like, yo, let's hop on.
You know, one time I got caught? Was, you know, bro? One time I got caught, bro? I was wearing a headset, and I'm playing Fortnite, and I'm, like, talking to my friends, and I have a mic on and a camera. My teacher goes like, what the fuck?
That's a skill issue, dog. You always had to keep that.
Bro, that was, but and I'm pretty sure that happened to everybody, though.
Yo, you know what's another fucking day?
Wait, can I actually mention one more thing? To go back to the whole characters and personality thing, let's just think about it, right? When it snows and you have an entrepreneurial mindset, what's your first go-to, right? Let me go make some money. Let me just go knock on the doors, sell myself, and just, you know, clean people's driveways. For another type of person, when it snows outside, that thought may never run through their head. Never, ever. But the person takes that opportunity almost right away. They see the weather, they're like, oh shit, I hope it actually snows pretty good so I can make money. That's the type of subtle things that you can actually
mindset
see yourself have the mindset.
Two different things.
What?
No, mindset, my mindset, personality.
Dude, that is a personality type, man.
You have a personality type.
There are specific personality types. Let's switch them up. I know,
that's your person. That's who you are.
Personality is a matter of characteristics and traits. Nothing to do with the mindset.
But if you are, that's a trait.
We took personality types. Remember this?
Yeah.
The test? It was like the INTJ,
ESTJ.
What was our results?
You guys
were
ISTJ.
ENTJ.
Who you are
is what you
think. If you're a loser and you're thinking about partying, your mindset is about going to clubs and... drinking and stuff like that. But if your characteristic is be risky, confident, going out, making friends and stuff,
that's
you
not
could,
a characteristic. That's the mindset.
Yeah, but you can.
Looking at personality.
Here's the thing, you can't have that kind of
characteristic.
Though.
It's not risky. You can't just be, I have a risky characteristic. No.
Look at what personality types.
No,
but
like someone that doesn't give a fuck, that you could say that they're risky.
When you don't give a fuck, that's a mindset.
Zoom in and read them. Any single one
mindset
of those can be.
Oh, it's very
whatever,
connected.
Bro.
It's
when,
like you can't really
you don't
divide
fuck,
them.
That's a thought.
You guys
it's
understand what I
mind.
Said.
Yeah, we get it.
Characteristic
point,
personality
yeah,
is
yeah,
not
I don't know
what
why
your thoughts are in your
here,
head,
but
it's who you are. It's your traits.
But I think it's very
I
connected.
I am charismatic. Though. That's not a thought in my head. That's who I am. It's a characteristic.
That's something you choose to be, though.
What?
That's something you choose to be.
But that's who I am.
Because it's what you choose. That's who you choose to be.
I mean, of course you can say that, but in deep intertwine my authentic self, I'm a characteristic.
Because your authentic self wants to have that certain trait.
But that's who I am authentically.
Then
if I change that,
don't lock yourself up
there
though, because you have unlimited potential. So
you wouldn't want to lock yourself.
You're putting yourself in a subjective.
You're saying because
mind.
Of your word.
You say
I
am who
I
am.
So
if
literal.
I say,
this podcast, but what we're being so literal with this podcast. We all know what Sil is getting at.
Yeah.
We all know what he's getting at.
No, you say I am who I am, but you are who you want to be. You have traits, you have these things, you can choose which one you want. You don't have to be a charismatic person, but you choose to be because that's who you feel you resonate with.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're just getting too literal with it, but
I think we all understand
what
the
fuck
we're getting at.
I
mean,
he's not saying what I was going at, but okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, quote of the day, who wants it?
I got it. Before you can transform your wallet from poor to rich, you've got to transform your spirit from poor to rich. By Robert Kiyosaki.
That's a good
that's
one.
A great quote.
That's actually the first book I read about business, bro.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Yeah.
That
is
that's
actually
I bought it, read half of it, and didn't read the rest.
I should reread it, but
I actually
do.
I wish I talked about psychology of money in this
yeah,
one.
That shit was kind
of
boring.
Psychology of money? Maybe
I should probably read it again, to be honest,
that,
right?
Probably should, yeah.
Is it good?
So no, this is all going to be, you know what
I
mean?
I think
it's all going to be.
It's a must.
It's not that long anyway, right?
It's a must for everyone just to understand everything.
What was it about? Debt, right?
Liability. What's a liability and what's an asset?
Okay.
Yeah, heavy, that's
not,
mindset
that's
of a poor
part.
Person
not,
and a rich person.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The biggest part. So what's it about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure,
the
sure,
biggest
sure.
Part.
Hey, dude, stop hurting yourself. Stop
Shout out.
Go, Sash.
Honestly, y'all inspire and
who is it? Who is it?
Is it by?
Yeah, dude.
Well,
he can just say that after.
When the fuck do we read who's by before?
I do.
We
always read it.
No, since when you guys are telling him what to do. How about that?
Yeah.
He can do it after.
You
do whatever you
want. I will, and I'll show you. I'll fucking show you guys. Honestly, y'all inspire and influence me. You guys are amazing and legends. Keep on. Bye.
Aria Mason. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful.
I'm not a legend just yet.
Yeah. He's not gonna get himself started. But
you,
dude, you
fuck
yourself
for saying that, man.
What?
Honestly.
Yeah,
fuck
you, Mike. Fuck you,
Mike.
Fuck you, bro.
What?
Why?
We are legends, man. We are legends.
I'm gonna say this for just one reason. Why would you? I said this in my last YouTube video. Someone gave us a compliment and you downgraded yourself.
I didn't downgrade
myself.
You fucking did.
Am I a legend? Imagine someone, right? Spent all their day devoting.
You're
I'm so serious about
because
it.
Because he's a legend, dude.
Yeah. This is the same analogy. Someone just spent their whole day, 2 hours, making cookies with love for you.
Okay.
And they bring it to you, right? They come up to your house and they come to you and they say, "Here are the cookies." Say, "No, I don't deserve it." That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
That's the same analogy. Someone called you a legend and you said,
not
"I'm
legend,
not a legend, bro.
Just
I'm not a legend.
Not a legend yet.
Just say thank you, appreciate it." And fuck off with that shit.
No,
seriously. No,
I'm not gonna
seriously.
Fuck off. I'm
I
not
hate,
gonna
do
that. Do
you hate it when you told a girl that she's pretty and said, "No, I'm not"?
What?
I think that's
well,
I think that's disrespectful.
It's one of the worst things to possibly
yeah,
say. When someone gives you a compliment, embrace it.
I'm just laughing because I've never heard
of it. You've never been that excited before a podcast topic ever.
That's really pinched the nerve, bro. That's really pinched the nerve.
No, but, dude, I agree with it. I agree with Justin.
Absolutely right.
Because you can't be.
I'm not downgrading myself, guys.
You are. And you're not taking the compliment as you should. Someone's calling
a
legend. Wait. Dude, we are getting into the same thing with the perspective. He's understanding of a legend might be just something
that is
really,
of course,
really,
but someone, it's not that mess. Yeah,
yeah, I know. But don't be, I know what you guys are
saying.
Take a compliment,
say
take a compliment, man.
I said I'm not a legend just yet. What's wrong? I'm not downgrading myself.
It's good. It's good to have
that.
I
think that's confidence.
Sure, think that. Go ahead.
How about this?
I would think that.
I say,
okay, let's not go too far.
Let's say, you're a handsome man, and you say, "I'm not a handsome man yet." Like, fuck off.
I could be more handsome. I could be more handsome.
Of course, I said something nice. Fucking
you can do me more.
Yeah,
no, I'm a 100% with Josh.
I could be better.
You heard? I'm 100% on with Josh with this.
I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm a legend, ain't I?
He's not saying live by that
message,
but you can just say thank you.
I think this is just... Mike, don't get me wrong, bro, but I feel like that's a negativity mind, like,
I don't
trait.
Think so.
I don't think
when somebody gives you a compliment and you don't take it, like, you just go like, "No, I'm not," like...
That's
not
what
just
I said,
you
being
though. Negative,
that's
though.
Not what I said, though.
You said I'm not a legend.
You're not a legend yet.
You downgraded.
But that's still...
Right. I'm
having negative
thoughts. We can talk about this after.
Dude, yeah, I don't...
If it's really
I get
serious,
it.
If it's really serious, then we'll talk about it after, all right?
Because I think it is.
It's not negative.
We'll talk with our fists.
I've never seen
guys. Being humble. If anything, it's being humble.
Guys, we're jumping a clip, but we're going to fight. That's how I look at it, brother, but...
Right?
No, it's both ways. It's,
look,
it's,
I look at the same
actually,
way. The
if
same
someone
way,
if someone
here.
Says to me, "You're gonna be successful one day," I'd be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be maybe one day." Or if someone
no,
says, "Oh,
just,
you're so successful," I'd be like, "Yeah, not yet." Right? It's not downgrading myself.
It's not. But Josh is talking
it's
the social situation
yourself.
That you're in when you're given a compliment. You don't deflect it. And
that's not what I. It's not what I do.
You
definitely
did,
came
you
out like that.
That's not what I did. I said
I'm
not a legend yet.
Deflecting it.
No, it's not.
Literally,
it's
speaking,
being, I think it's being.
Dude,
humble.
We can just talk about.
You can be, dude, be humble, but if you just say thank you.
All right, we'll end the podcast.
How about this? We'll make a separate episode about just that. Just literally just that.
Okay, that's fine.
But
with that,
grow big.
Subscribe and like. Let's go.
Hilarious.